Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone and welcome to Japan Top 10's March 2025 countdown. I'm your host Shana.
And I'm your other host Connor.
And we're so excited to be bringing you the tunes from March. So how has March been treating you so far, Connor?
It's very refreshing. At least where I'm at, the weather is, you know, getting a bit warmer. It's been like rainy, which is my favorite type of weather. I think it's going to be a good month. I think it's, you know, kind of like a new leaf. So how about you, Shana?
March has been pretty good too. I get the feeling of refreshing. March tends to bring around the feeling of like new beginnings and everything, which is very fun. So I'm very excited to see what it brings. And that being said, before we jump into our episode and the songs we have to bring in this new season, we are currently looking for a new on-air host and audio editor to volunteer and join our podcast. So if you're interested, please take a look at our website at jtop10.jp/join for all the details on how to apply. Because if you love Japanese music culture as much as Connor and I do, then this is the opportunity for you.
Yes, please join us. It's really fun. We'd love to have you. But yeah, thanks for the announcement, Shana. We will get into our number 10 song. I think there's no point in waiting. So with that, here is New Look by Misamo.
Number 10.
Tomboy って言われてるけど だけどI wanna get a new look この キャラに似合った
のトリッキーのミニスカート真似して短い髪はトンボイって言われてるけどだけど I wanna get a new look a new look
So you just listened to New Look by Misamo. So Misamo, we've mentioned them a lot on this podcast. They're a subunit of the K-pop group Twice, made up of their three Japanese members, Mina, Momo, and Sana. Hence, that's their name, Misamo. And they debuted back in 2023, so not too long ago.
And this song, New Look, is actually a cover of a song by Nami Amuro, who I don't think needs too much of an introduction, but she was one of the best-selling artists in Japan. And the original song was released on an extended play titled 60s, 70s, 80s in 2008.
This is Misamo's first release since their debut EP Masterpiece. It was released on October 9th as part of the lead-up to their second album called...Hot Couture, which was released on November 6th.
So actually, the day before the song was released, the music video debuted on YouTube, which I will say is 100% worth the watch. If
yes.
you've watched the Nami Amuro music video as well, you'll see all the references and everything is very cute. And the video celebrates fashion from the 60s and is very inspired by the English fashion model Twiggy,who was a prominent figure in the fashion world at the time. So the song also has a lot of references to Twiggy in it as well. And, you know, it's just it's such a fun, upbeat song. And, you know, it's the confidence song. It's the It Girl song, I have to say.
Yeah, and New Look has been playing for, like, I've been hearing it for a while. Like, it's been popular for quite a long time. Like, I mean, am I crazy or do you also get that impression?
Oh, 100%. I've definitely been hearing it around, and it's no new song on our episode 2, which highlights, I think, the amount of love everyone has for it.
Yes, definitely. I think I like it's a very unique song, and it's, you know, I think for a while I had a hard time enjoying it, but this time around, you know, for this, and by the time, you know, we have this episode, I actually like it now. I will say that I've changed my mind.
It grew on you.
It grew on me.
No, that's very fair. And you know what? I also like to see the kind of expansion of the universe of K-pop, because you have a lot of other like members from different groups and different ethnicities who are part of K-pop groups. And then it becomes all very sequestered or kind of holed up under the banner of being Korean. So it's nice to see that expansion as well, because you're opening up a lot of new artists and new cultures to a really large group of people.
Yeah, I honestly I've been sleeping on on the K-pop game for too long now. I feel like I should. This is the sign I should get back to it. Because I certainly do. I wonder what new songs are out. I'm not sure if you've been keeping up with K-pop stuff, but. I know this is a Japanese podcast. Sorry, everyone, but we're talking about K-pop stuff anyways.
No, that's very fair. I unfortunately have not been too well-versed with the K-pop world, but let it be known that the next time we hear from Connor, he's going to be the ultimate K-pop stan. He's going to be updated. He's going to know everything, and he's going to come in with lots of knowledge there.
You already know.
But without further ado, let's jump up to our next song, which is also no new addition to our list. And I think this is a song that everyone has heard everywhere for quite some time. And this is Otonoke by Creepy Nuts.
Number 9.諦めろバロやからあんたらなんかじゃ束なってもかなわんクワバラクワバラクワバラ何も止まらん速さくたばらん黙らん下がらん押し通すも我慢
そこの国はジャマだ俺はもう一人のあなたサラちゃんカヤちゃんワンサカ嫁の国ワンダラごく途中になんだが4時44分もあったら4尺4分4分さまがカメラジャパンから呼ぶ声がしたんならもう一人お疲れ様や
吐いてた先で霧は晴れた猫とボコがうまく噛み合ったら痛みが重なったら心からだ頭みなぎってゆくなんだか背中に今晴れが開いたならば暗闇からさらば、hey、飛び立ってゆく体、hey、心からだ頭懐かしい暖かさ足元に今花が咲いたならば暗闇からさらば、hey、飛び立ってゆく才能変わらど真ん中積み上げてくトップトップ鬼とチャンバラのリリカのチェスまさか渡る大海原花を出せぎシャララ払いたいのならマスターまでのサンサバ誰が開いたかパンドラアートは誰がっても知らんがら何百年待ったか超久しぶりのシャバだガキや若葉まだこちくんじゃねえよバカが今確かに目があったなこういうことかシャマラン
入れた眠り飽きた先で君が待ってた盾と矛が肩を抱き合ったら怒りが消え去ったら心からだ頭みなぎってゆくなんだか背中に今晴れが開いたならば暗闇からさらば、hey、飛び立ってゆく体、hey、心からだ頭懐かしい暖かさ足元に今花が咲いたならば暗闇からさらば、hey、飛び立ってゆく
And you just heard Otonoke by Creepy Nuts, and this song has dropped about 4 places on our charts. So Creepy Nuts is a Japanese hip-hop duo consisting of DJ Matsunaga and R. Shite. They made their major label debut in around 2017, so again, not too long ago, but they have definitely made a name for themselves.
Well, it's kind of crazy because 2017 it's coming up to almost 10 years ago. Like, that's actually insane.
Oh my god. I didn't even realize. I realize now that we're closer to 2027 than we are to 2017. And I feel so old. Oh my god. This was not the realization I wanted.
No, the 2020s are messing with my head. Like, I had no idea. Like, time is just... What's the phrase? Like, the days are...
Time is an illusion.
The days are long, but the years are short. You know?
Things exactly. Like exactly.
But back to Creepy Nuts. The duo announced on their final show of their 2024 one-man tour that they would perform at Tokyo Dome on February 11th, 2025, marking their first Dome performance. This is a very big, you know, milestone for any Japanese... performing group, also for foreign performing groups. Normally, if they kind of make it to the Tokyo Dome, then they are, you know, they have a name.
They've really made it once they made it to the Tokyo Dome. And, you know, I mean, Creepy Nuts really have made their mark because they've made several appearances in anime, including their hit song, Bling Bang Bang Bone from Mashle Season 2, which I think... was on everyone's For You page for a really long time if you follow Japanese music. So I think Creepy Nuts is not a new band to a lot of people.
Yeah, and I mean, even the anime that this one's for is it's a treat. So for people who like who do not know by this point, Otonoke is the opening theme for Dandadan, which has been a sensation for, I think now, since the fall, right? It started airing in the fall.
Yeah, yeah.
And the anime is spectacular. I mean, I have not caught up with it. I think I stopped halfway through, maybe. But the animation is really good. People also like, you know, the characters, the plot, the humor.
It's phenomenal.
Everything,
Yeah, I think it's the best of both worlds, where you have a little bit of romance, you have the comedy, you have the supernatural aspects to it. It's such a well-rounded show. Truly, I mean, if you haven't watched it, I cannot recommend it enough.
Yeah, and the song itself is also a really interesting and really interesting format. It's like rap, but it's like pop, but
there's
it's
a musicality.
Like,
yeah, I know. It's
like
it's
techno.
It's also well rounded.
It's really, yeah, well rounded is an. I'm not sure. I wonder if well rounded is the word. I would probably use the word like, it's like weird round. It's weird rounded, off rounded. I don't know, and not in a bad way,
amoeba,
but
it's amoeba shaped.
Experimental for sure. Like,
oh,
when I
yeah.
heard this, I'd never heard anything like it. I think Japan is really you know, one of the best places for off-sounding music, you know, like, I think...
For
like
experimental
other places,
sounds, for sure.
Yeah, for experimental sounds, exactly, because in most of the places, like in the US, if a song is, like, kind of experimental, it has to be, like, more similar to, like, to what's come before it than not. Otherwise, people probably won't enjoy it until, like, decades later. Or years
later.
That's
very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
It's a good song, and I would say an even better anime. So definitely give it a watch if you are bored and
and need something to do, like a fun. Yeah, this is a very solid watch though overall for sure.
Oh yeah, there's very little to not like about it. Like it, I think it's meant like most people will probably enjoy it. For sure. So yeah, give it a watch. Next up, we will play our number 8 song called Profusion of Flowers by Lilas Ikuta.
Number 8.
I'm not afraid to die.
You just heard Profusion of Flowers by Lailis Ikuta, and this is a new addition to the chart. So Lailis Ikuta is a Japanese singer and songwriter. She is best known as the vocalist of the duo Yoasobi with producer Ayase under the stage name Ikura, and a former member of the cover group Plusonica. And that was a mouthful. I hope you guys all followed. I think also, like, her name is like written as like Ikuta Lida, if I saw correctly. And so I guess maybe just the romanization slash anglicization is just goes to Lailis.
Yeah, I think how it's written, like in English words, if you translated it directly, right?
Yeah.
But actually, after numerous singles and extended play releases, Ikura released her debut studio album Sketch in March 2023, and that peaked at number 4 on the Oricon album charts.
She told Cinema Today that her wish to become a musician was set when her parents promised to write songs for each other for Valentine's and White Days. Oh!
That's so cute!
Wait, that's actually really cute!
That is so cute!
I've never heard a story like that before. It's so...
That's such a good origin story, honestly. Like, I want to be a musician who goes up one day and, like, my inspiration was my parents on Valentine's Day because they promised to sing to each other. That's beautiful. Honestly, Ikura, we love that.
You know, and I feel like, at least in my life, I feel like romance is kind of coming back into style, back into fashion. Like the old school kind of romance, like the simple Ooh. Kind, the, you know, like the genuine kind. I feel like for, you know, and maybe
that
this is just
true.
A,
No, I do agree. I do see like the comeback of a lot of like, you know, the classic love songs and, you know, writing each other notes, all the old timey cute stuff.
And maybe this is just a sign of growing up, you know, like I think like I'm, you know, 20, I'm still 21. So maybe it's just, that's just kind of for all kids, you know, and young adults, romance is just kind of a bit of a, I don't know, an abstraction and some, a bit superficial. And it's not until you start developing adult relationships and wanting to develop those that you kind of see a more beautiful kind of romance. Wow, I'm being so poetic today.
I know, there was a lot of philosophy, I have to say. But I completely agree. And I will also say that it is completely in line with, you know, I have a little bit of a confession. So this song, Profusion of Flowers, or Hyaka Ryoran, is actually from one of my favorite animes, the second season, which is The Apothecary Diaries.
Yes, I'm glad we're talking about this. It's also, I think, one of my favorite anime. Definitely one of my favorite newer, you know, anime.
Oh yeah, for sure. It is so good, and this song is perfect. And I think like when you're talking about like the old school love, my mind immediately went to like Mama and Jinshi and their like little dynamic, and I was like, that's so cute. That's so real, though.
Yeah, I feel like Apothecary Diaries has not gotten as much... It definitely is very popular, but I feel like it's not as renowned as Dandadan.
Yeah, it definitely hasn't got as much love as it deserves.
Yeah, but the premise is very, you know, it takes place in this, you know, kind of... I guess you'd call it like Imperial China, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a period piece, and it's... I can't remember which dynasty it's taking place during. I'm not sure if you remember, but basically there's this apothecary, and so she like works with like medicines and herbs and kind of has this holistic healing practice, and she starts working in the imperial palace where she also people discover that she has a knack for solving mysteries. So it's kind of, there's lots of tea, lots of crime, lots of suspense, and it's also just a very, but it's actually a lighthearted show. Despite all of that, it's very lighthearted. It's very funny, and there's like love and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So.
Yeah, it's very cute. It's beautiful. I think I'm going to say that about a lot of animes, but I truly cannot recommend it enough. I think the manga is also a great read if you're more inclined that way. So, you know, it's so worth it. It's so worth exploring. And this song, I mean, one, Ikura's vocals, just so good. And I love really interesting sounds. And I think this is a really interesting sound because I forget what it's called, but when you're unsure, like when the beat is going to drop.
Yeah.
But
this song is interesting.
So it is. It has such interesting layers to it. And I love that. So, I think the song really just ties it all together because for our interesting character, Mau Mau, an interesting song is definitely up her alley.
She's a very interesting character, and the song is it's also a pretty different direction compared to the first season, both like in terms of music and also, you know, plot. So it's give the whole
lots of interesting stuff to
yes, definitely
lots of interesting stuff to explore. That being said, we're going to take it back to another artist who, you know, has really made a name for himself, and is one of my personal favorite artists. We're bringing you Kenshi Yonezu with his new song, Bow and Arrow.
Number 7.
And you just heard Bow and Arrow by Kenshi Yonezu. So Kenshi Yonezu is a Japanese singer who took his first step into the music field in 2006 during his second year of junior high school. Yonezu and Hiroshi Nakajima formed a band called Late Rabbit Edda while attending the school culture festival.
Quick side note, after hearing Late Rabbit Edda, it reminded me of Ed from Cowboy Bebop. Which I had to play. They played the movie at my local cinema last week. I watched it and it was so amazing. And then that in turn made me rewatched the entire series over the weekend. And I'm convinced that Ed's my favorite character now, probably of all time, like of any like anime character. Like, I just,
oh wow,
the energy that Ed gives off is just so like carefree and
very, very iconic, honestly. Extremely. I can understand.
But anyways, sorry, going back to the song, Yonezu writes and composes all of his music, and in his Vocaloid songs and his independent album Diorama, he also arranged, programmed, mixed, and performed all of the instruments himself. So very talented musician, as you can tell.
Yeah, he's really like a jack of all trades as far as music goes. And Bow and Arrow, the song, actually serves as the opening theme for the new sports anime Medalist. And a cute little side note, Kenshi Yonezu actually really wanted to write the song, the opening for this anime, because he's a big fan of the anime himself. And I will say, Medalist is also one of those new animes, sports anime, that should definitely be on your watch list because it is so cute. Medalist is definitely worth the watch. It is about a figure skater who's helping train this young a coach and like his trainee like figure skater, and it's just so cute, very wholesome.
Yeah, what do you think is like the best like sports anime or manga? Because I've only ever watched Haikyuu, and I'm kind of afraid to watch other ones because I watched a little bit of Blue Lock, which was really interesting.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's like you're playing with fire when you're watching a sports anime, because it's either gonna be like really, really good, like Haikyuu level, or you know, yes but not really, you know.
I feel like this is a really controversial like question.
Really?
You're gonna get like a lot of like I can just imagine like people who are hearing this will just like have opinions, and like Connor started a fire somewhere in the comment section.
I promise, I don't know what I'm talking about. It's an innocent question. Please forgive me.
No, but I really do enjoy a lot of sports anime. I think there's another one that recently came out that was so good. Blue Box? I think so, yeah. So there are lots of really, really good ones. So I would not, you know, kind of shoot any sports anime down. But I will admit there's some that I'm just like, I'm not going to name any names, but there are definitely some where I'm like, you know, I could have done without watching you. I would have survived.
I want to, I've been meaning to watch Hajime no Ippo. You know, the boxing one that's like,
ooh,
like legendary.
Yes,
I watched a few episodes and
it's
I really
so
liked
good.
It. But I've like, someone like almost spoiled some things for me. But luckily they didn't, but it seems like it's a really good, like just plot and ending in general. So, I want to watch that one for sure. I know that one I've heard good things about.
It is very nice.
We have another announcement for you guys, and this one is about advertisement. If you have something to advertise, a brand, company, you would be featured on one of the... Sorry, I don't know why I paused there. You'd be featured on the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcast, and you would probably be reaching up to 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis. With advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. You can find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
I mean, we would love to talk about you, and I think, you know, it's the best place to be, you know, talking about yourself and music, because then you have someone like Connor and I advertising your brand, which is, I think, great, right? I love the confidence here, truly.
But anyways, yes, we would love to advertise for you guys. So just again, you can find details at jtop10.jp. Next, we will go on to our number 6 song, which is also a new addition to this. And this one is called Darling by none other than Mrs. Greenapple.
Number 6.
I'm not
僕らは比べないでいれる。あれこれ理由が欲しい。私だけ一人のような寂しい夜には何に抱きつけばいい。羨ましい、ただ虚しい。嫌われたくもないけど自分を好きでいたい。ダーリン、僕の背中に乗って泳いでて、やるせない日々の海はとても深いから、誰かの渡してありたかった。勘違いしちゃうから一人にしないでよね。知れる何かが欲しい、ほどけない絆が欲しい。そうすればきっと僕らは呆れないでいられる。大事にしていてもいい。強がりが崩れる夜は体丸めて布団で小さくなってる。ただ虚しい。自分で選んだ道でもたまに振り返ってしまう。ダーリン、私の腕の中で休んでて、悲しくてたまらない。人はとても弱いから、誰かの私さまよってしまうから、一人にしないでよね。カキをやる世の中のせいで狂ってる。
Again, you just listened to Darling by Mrs. Greenapple. Now, this band is a Japanese rock band from Tokyo that made its major debut in 2015 with EMI Records.
I have to say I'm a massive Mrs. Greenapple fan, so I'm so happy to be seeing this on the list. The singer Omori started creating music when he was in sixth grade, but didn't form a band until 2013.
And 2015 marked a huge change for Mrs. Greenapple. In February, the band released their first nationally distributed CD called Progressive. A month later, in March, they announced that they would debut from a major label at their third self-planned event, which also sold out. So they reached popularity very quickly, and they've been around, you know, like they've been kind of on people's radar in the periphery for years, you know, actually quite literally a decade, which is hard to believe. It's actually really scary to say. Personally, I definitely liked Green. I definitely have talked about this before on this podcast. I liked them in high school, and like kind of the genre and kind of style of music they were playing then. And it's been like hit or miss for me lately. But this song, it's a bit more like the music video is really cool. The music video, you know, they have like these like this room full of candles and the orchestra's there, and so lots of kind of like classical elements. I will say that, and it definitely is, you know, kind of a more softer,
yeah,
soft spoken, you know, kind of theme than some of their other stuff, which is more like indie rock, things like that.
I agree, but I will say that I loved the beginning. I'm a big fan of like acoustic sounds, so in the beginning when you can just hear like Omori's voice and like the instruments in the back, it was so nice to hear. So you know, again, like I said, Miss Green Apple can do little to no wrong in my eyes. I'm a big fan of the range. Mm-hmm. So but I can understand how like some of their songs can be like hit or miss for people who are fans of like specific genres.
You sound like you're like, I guess I can see. I guess I understand. Like, not like, really.
You don't have to kind of sit on the fence here, try not to be too problematic, and like tell you your opinion's wrong. But like, you know, I think Mrs. Green Apple has. This was a definitely different from their normal, slightly heavier on the rock side music. But I'm a fan. I like the direction, honestly. So Connor can have his opinions. I will respectfully decline commenting, but Mrs. Green Apple has a solid fan base. So I think all my Mrs. Green Apple fans, you are seen, you are heard. I got you.
Thank you, Shauna. They needed to hear that.
Well, that being said, we have another advertisement. So, are you an indie Japanese music artist? So, if you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp. That's nola@jtop10.jp, along with the song you'd like us to feature on the podcast.
Yeah, I think actually Jack, our manager, reached out to the scriptwriters about if any of us were interested in actually like reaching out and, you know, to these artists ourselves for interviews, which is something that we used to do, and we'd like to kind of bring that back and spice things up. And so I mean, I think it's okay that I'm saying this a lot. I don't think this is like confidential or anything, but anyways, so this has been on our mind a lot, and actually I mean I'm pretty interested in this, so I think I might talk to Jack about this and see if we can get that going again.
So if you're an indie music artist who wants to be interviewed, please reach out to Connor.
Yeah, it's Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R @jtop10.jp. That's my email. Please reach out. But yeah, anyways. Oh, that's so funny.
But with that, we take a break from our break, bringing you another song by one of, I think, the most iconic Japanese bands out there. We're bringing you Official Hige Dandism with their song 50%, and the song has dropped about 4 places on our charts.
Number 5.
Oh,
解のないように誰かに怒れるように生きてみようだなんて奮い立つのはいいけどストレスがあっても耐え抜くことこそが美学だなんて言うならここで一息つこう競争の義務はないリングもコースもないだからこそ手にする幸せもあるんだろう50パーで行きたいのにね100じゃなきゃダメなんて、oh、 いつ教わったんだっけとバレーに変えて割とすぐにまた間違えてを繰り返してすり減るまで灰になるまで悪かねなわけがね泡と消えたスローライフ滑り込んだ休日に誰かの輝いてる姿に勝手に焦り悔やみ現状に苛立ち眠るのもまさになる
手に
立ち止まってる場合じゃないと思い腰を動かし身の丈に合わない速度のトレッドミルに乗ったり転び風邪ひき自己管理もできない自分に何を成し遂げられるというのだろうなんて言わないあまり甘ないよ
Homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
And you just heard 50% by Official Hige Dandism. So Official Hige Dandism, commonly abbreviated to Higedan, is a four-member pop group. And back in November, actually, during their 2024 tour, it was announced that Official Hige Dandism would be performing the theme song for the live-action film version of Cells at Work. And that is what you just listened to.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that. It looked really interesting. Really interesting. The anime, I also didn't, because I remember the anime came out, or I watched it at least in, I think, middle school.
Yeah, it was a couple of years back.
Yeah, it was a while ago. But it was good. It was interesting for sure. But yeah, Higedan also, like, this is, I mean, they were, I think, the group that got me first into Japanese music. I really liked them. And I do like them still. But they've also, just like Mrs. Greenapple, their direction is kind of, you know, taking them to other places, which is really, you know, good for them. But the song 50% is Official Hige Dandism's 13th digital single, and it was released digitally on December 13th, the same day that the Cells at Work movie began playing in theaters.
The song actually reached number one on the Oricon Singles Chart and on the Billboard Japan Download Chart. So, I mean, it Official Hige Dandism again, never really any misses there, so you gotta love it.
Yeah, I think now, like, they're literally so famous that their songs pretty much have to reach the top charts. Like, I think it's so rare, and I'd be so surprised if they didn't, just because of how popular they are, you know? That's the kind of status that they've reached. But the song expresses their desire to live a life where they only have to use 50% of their strength to take care of themselves, and they can save using 100% for moments that are important to them when they really want to have fun. And I think that's, you know, that's actually a good philosophy, because I think there are things that you should, like, I think you should put, I was actually just talking with my friends about this the other day. There are things that you should put 100% into, namely that your effort, you know, you should always be trying your best. That being said, your actual, you know, like the fruits of your labor and the results don't have to be perfect. In fact, they probably won't be perfect, you know, like, and so take pride in, like, you know, knowing that you're trying your best, but in reality, be content with, you know, the fact that things are often just around 50%, and only the things that you truly wish to be, you know, as close to 100% as possible should get to you.
I agree. Honestly, I think that's a very solid philosophy, because I mean, you make the decision on what's important and what you want to spend time and energy and invest in, right? And those are the things that matter to you. So this song brings a lot of philosophy with it, a lot of great thoughts. And again, Official Hige Dandism just bringing us a very solid song there.
Yes, and I agree with that. And in our number four spot, we have another very popular artist. We have Run Sakamoto Run by Vondi.
Number four. We'll be right back. Sastre sa stenčom i kad sak ga koji nadebi mi se po Gen kajva koje te kta to kare noho ga ite ta Nikita mono aspe
So Run Sakamoto Run actually is boosted by 4 spots on our charts. And Vondi is a Japanese musician who started his career in 2019 by independently uploading online before breaking out late in the year with the song Tokyo Flash, which I still remember to this day, especially when it came out. Oh.
Yeah, it really took the world by storm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, following this success, he was selected as one of Spotify's Early Noise 2020 artists and was named... And, okay, I love saying this because it is, I think, the greatest title to, like, for anyone. He was named a Space Shower Retsuden New Force artist for 2020. I want to become a musician. And I understand that this is extremely shallow, but I want to be the Space Shower Retsuden New Force artist of, like, 2024. 2025. Oh my god. I'm still saying 2024.
Oh. But in March?
No. Yeah, you're like a little bit late, huh?
No, sometimes though, I'll be like writing like 2022, 2021. And like, it feels like yesterday.
I know. It's. But no, I'm my aim in life is to be the Space Shower Retsuden New Force. I think I want to solely be addressed by that title, and I will do my best to earn it. You heard it here
first. I think in our hearts, Shana, you already are the Space Shower Retsuden New Force artist. Not for 2020, but for 2025.
Oh, wow.
Or as okay. You say it, or yeah, as so you say I'm... it, 2024.
Wow! You know, that was about to be the nicest thing anyone ever said to me before you decided to come for my soul. So, holding back there.
It can be both.
Duality,
yes,
right?
Yes, at its finest.
Speaking of duality, though, I feel the need to talk about this. So, I'm going to steal one of Connor's points here. But this song, Run Sakamoto Run, is used as the opening song for the anime Sakamoto Days. And when I say duality, I mean, like, this is peak, I can do everything, right? Because Sakamoto Days is one of the most fun animes I've ever watched, which sounds really sad, like kind of bad to say out loud because it's about an assassin.
What does that say about you?
Lots of murder. Lots of murder. But listen, it's extremely wholesome in the sense that it's about this assassin who retired because he found the love of his life. And, you know, now he's just become older and he has a family and, you know, he's just living his best life. And it's one of the greatest things ever. So I cannot recommend it enough. Very, very duality heavy.
I feel like, yeah, because I saw the trailers for that, you know, when it was coming out. And, like, even before that, well, you know, like, any, like, manga, like, list of, like, good manga, like, a lot of them will mention Sakamoto Days. And I started reading it actually before, like well before the anime, and it was a very interesting concept.
It is. It is. It also, it's such a fun watch, honestly.
Really?
Such a fun watch. It is. I there was so much suspicion in that, really. There was like, Shana, your standards are kind of low, so really.
It's more of like a, okay, maybe there was a little bit of that, but.
Didn't even deny it. Oh my God. Guys, I'm sorry, we're ending the podcast early due to technical difficulties. The technical difficulties being my emotions.
The editors will have to bleep out so much content in this episode that it will be basically presentable to you guys after what's about to happen to me. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Shana. I think we have, it's because we have very different tastes, I think. And so,
sure, let's go with that. Let's just all agree that, I'm letting Connor sit on the fence here. My taste is impeccable. So I don't know what he's talking about, but okay, everyone's entitled to their own wrong opinion, and that's okay.
Whoa, okay. Okay. I'll just accept that.
He's like, you know what? I can't fight this anymore. It's
fine.
But
yeah, Vondi.
But no,
Vondi is good.
Yes, Vondi.
Vondi is good.
We're ending it at that. No more fights. Vondi, phenomenal. Actually, and this song, no, but this song is really nice because it talks about looking ahead and not letting your past bind you and stuff. Yeah. So you know what? We're gonna move ahead with our list and not let Connor's past bad opinions, bind us. You know, that it's not gonna affect anything. Probably. We'll see.
All my fault.
Whenever like, yes, sure, taking it. But this song and this anime, just 10 out of 10. It's so nice, and there's such nice wholesome emotions there too, so definitely worth the watch. That being said, we're going to run over to another quick song, and this is by Aiko. The darling, really has her own sound there, and we're bringing you the song Cinema, which has dropped one place on our charts.
Number 3.
しかいないと
And you just heard the song Cinema by Aiko. So Aiko Yanai, known mononymously as Aiko, is a Japanese singer and songwriter, and she's most famous for her hit songs Ashita, Kabutomoshi, Hanabi, and Sakura no Toki, for example. And I think a couple of her more popular ones are Boyfriend and Kira Kira.
Yes, definitely. And in April 1996, Aiko, that's right, 1996, Aiko became...
We're going back to the 19s.
Yeah. Aiko became a radio host of FM Osaka after graduating from college. She released a CD while she produced independently with her friends from college in August. Actually, you know, I feel like I'm just thinking, you know, I'm graduating college soon, and maybe it'd be kind of fun to be a radio host. I feel like I could like that.
Are you going to become the next Aiko? Next time we hear about Connor, it's just like, Connor... the artist of what was it, the space shower Retsuden artist of 2026, I guess.
No, I'll be nominating you for that if I have the power.
I'm honored.
That's crazy, because the imagine really though save. Like if Aiko was doing that, you know, in 1996, and now it's 2025, that's, you know, like almost a 30 year gap.
I know.
And so imagine 30 years from now, so it's, if I start in 2025, I'll be some other, you know, Shana equivalent will be talking about me in their podcast.
Like 30 years down the line, we come back and someone's talking about Connor, just like, and he started as an on-air host on Japan Top 10. Guys, that was his origin story.
Yeah, we'll be old in 2020. Okay, let's not talk about this. Okay.
I know. But I will say, Aiko didn't have that much of a gap, because in July of 1998, she actually debuted on a major label with her first single, Ashita, which was used as the theme song for the movie Toire no Hanako-san.
Cinema is a digital single by Aiko, which released on January 17th, 2025. And is featured as the theme song for Ensemble on NTV. I'm actually really curious. You know, I feel like I haven't heard too many songs released this year in 2025. And so I'm really curious to see what starts coming in, you know, the spring and summertime, especially in the summer. I think summers are normally always a really good time for music releases.
That is true. You know, I'm really excited to see what comes out of 2025 too, honestly. I think we've heard about a lot of artists, you know, coming back together or groups breaking up. So I'm excited to see, you know, how it pans out that way.
Yeah, one good thing about this is like kind of a maybe a bit of a depressing note, but like one good thing about the top 10 episodes is that I think, yeah, none of the bands on here have like disbanded because they're like new releases. Whereas and like I feel like the other episode in the other episodes, like if you play older music, like half the time the band's not.
Oh yeah, especially like artists of the month.
Oh, it's so yeah, like it's so just like yeah, we're gonna talk about this group that doesn't, you know, that's not releasing anything anymore. But here it's like no, like these people are, you know, in fact they're on the uptick.
They're still producing music.
Yeah, and they're getting more popular because, you know, their stuff is reaching the top 10 charts, you know, the charts. So and maybe it's not a depressing note, it's actually a kind of a nice note.
It is. I mean, also Aiko has truly been releasing some great music. Okay, I'm a big fan of Kira Kira. It was, I think, one of the first few songs from Aiko that I heard, and I listened to that song on repeat. Cinema 2, such a great song. I think Aiko has a very distinct sound, which I really enjoy.
Yeah, Aiko is very unique. And again, I think that's kind of what makes, and also that's what makes any musician, you know, I think famous, but Japan is, you know, they're unique for their uniqueness, I'd say, which is the best compliment of all.
I'd agree. I think we were talking about it a little bit earlier, but I think Japan's the best place or the most accepting community. J-pop is the most accepting community for unique sounds. Mm-hmm. Like especially in Western music, once you enjoy a genre of music, a lot of the music tends to sound the same.
Yeah.
Like sound wise. So, I mean, it's nice to see the difference.
Yeah, and I agree. And I think, like, you know, conversely, like, a lot of the kind of the more boring or bland, or not, no, I won't say that, but the more, like, just normal artists and songs actually receive a bit, like, you know, a bit, it's they have it tougher in Japan. Like, I remember, like, for example, his name is Motohiro Hata.
Mm.
He sings, like, I think it's called Rain. And, what's my favorite song by him? It's, I can't remember the name of it. But I think he's a really great, you know, like well-rounded artist, you know, like, good voice, like, good songs, like, really just catchy. And he is popular, but... Like, I remember, like, reading some critics of him, and, like, they, you know, this was years ago, like, around when, you know, when that one anime about Rain came out, like, the movie, and, like, there was, like,
yes, yes.
The part, like, what was it called? Something about Rain, right?
Like, yeah,
Rain.
God,
I... Just, like, rainy days or something like that. Anyways, that came out a long time ago, and, like, it was around then when, like, you know... people were saying, like, his voice, like, they didn't like his voice, and it was, like, you know, things like this, like, just, and so even though it's, like, I think he's, like, a pretty, like, classically good, like, singer and song.
I think it was for The Garden of Words.
Yes, that's right, that's right. Yes, that's right.
Yes,
and they had they had a really beautiful poem in it.
Yeah.
Oh, so pretty. Actually, wait, I feel like I want to read it to you. Like, let me find it real fast. There's this, it's
we're taking a quick poem side break.
Yes, a poem recitation. We need to it's give me 1 second, everyone. Cue the elevator music or whatever you'd call it. Okay, I have too many pictures on my phone, but someone, because my friend sent me the picture, and like it reminded me I wanted to rewatch it. Okay, I found it. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. A faint clap of thunder, clouded skies. Perhaps rain will come. If so, will you stay here with me? And then, a faint clap of thunder. Even if rain comes not, I will stay here together with you. And there's like, I can't remember the specific name of this, because it's a specific like Japanese format of poetry. But
yeah, it's tanka poetry.
Yeah, and I think it's like there's like a response, right? There's like a call and a response kind of.
Yeah, there's a call and a response, exactly.
And anyways, oh, and so this, my friend sent me that again, and I was like, oh, you know, like what, like that's so beautiful. Like what anime is it from? And they told me, and I was like, oh, and I looked it up, and I was like, oh, I saw this like in high school, I think, you know, when I was younger, and so I rewatched it, and it was just beautiful.
It is.
Oh.
It is.
It makes you contemplate life. But anyways, thank you for allowing me to recite the poem. And yes, please do watch it. Shout out to Garden of Words. How did we get here? Oh yeah, Motohiro Hata.
Makoto Shinkai.
Yeah, yes. Motohiro Hata, he sings some songs for it. And Yeah, wow, that was a very, very, very strange rabbit hole.
We really went on a pretty big tangent there, but yeah, no, I understand what you were saying about like how some music that's considered generic, I suppose, by critics, mm-hmm. is maybe not as accepted in Japan as opposed to a really unique sound like that of Aiko.
Yes, exactly. And if you guys want to hear some extra songs in the episode, you know, especially this one, you're welcome to join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon platinum donor to get some extra songs on the episode. You can see the full details on our website at jtop10.jp/club. And with that, we will talk about our number two song called Plasma with a Z by Kenshi Yonezu.
Number two.
もしもあの改札の前で立ち止まらず歩いていれば君の顔も知らずのまま幸せに生きていたら悪か もしもあの裏門を越えて外へ抜け出していなければ仰ぎ見た星の輝きも靴の汚れに変わっていた寝転んだりのリウムの上逆立ちしてスリムに至る腕ここも銀河の果てだと知って粘りがした夜明け前聞こえて答えて届いて欲しくて光って光って光って叫んだ金網を越えて転がり落ちた刹那世界が今を吹いてくれ飛び出していけ宇宙の彼方目の前を撃ち抜くプラズマただひたすら見通れてた肌も傷も知らずに何光年と離れてても生み出した川だが止まらない今君の声が遠く聞こえてる光ってく改め口の中くくり抜け旗を突き刺す粒子路地裏の夜空に流れ星ひどく逃げ惑うネズミもしもあの人混みの前で君の手を離さなければもしも不意に出たあの声をきつく飲み込んでいればもしもあの改札の前で立ち止まらず歩いていれば君はどこにもいやしなくて僕もここにいなかった
So this was Plasma, and it actually has jumped up by two spots for this time around. So Kenshi Yonezu is a Japanese singer, and he started by releasing Vocaloid music under the stage name Hachi in 2009. And in 2012, he debuted under his real name, releasing music with his own voice.
Yonezu actually writes and composes all of his own music. So in his Vocaloid songs and in his independent album Diorama, he also arranged, programmed, mixed, and performed all of the instruments by himself. So we really have like a powerhouse of a musician here.
Yes, and Plasma is the theme song for the latest installment in the iconic Gundam franchise, Mobile Suit Gundam GQX Beginning. And yeah, the Gundam series, they're always so good. Like, I've seen a few, they're so just like I want to watch more of them, actually.
Yeah, the Gundam series has its own like cult following for sure. And there's so many of them.
There's so many. There's like ones from like forever ago, like back in the 1900s. And then they're still releasing some today, which is really cool. So it's like, and they like, it's like there's like retro vibes, but then also like modern vibes. It's really cool.
So there's a range. There's a Gundam for everyone.
There quite literally is. And also the music video for this, Shauna, like you saw it, it's insane.
It is so cool. It is the most, I don't know how to explain, like E.T.-esque music video ever. It is so like fun to watch.
I was just like, this is like the one music video you should all watch, you know, this this one for Plasma. It's because you have Kenshi Yonezu like in water, but also upright, but also laying down with like...
Yeah, it has a lot. There's a lot going on.
And it all looks... And what's craziest is it doesn't look like any CGI or like it looks completely real. Like, and there are real elements, but like, you just have to watch it. Like, it just is so trippy because it looks so real, but the things that, like, the setting is completely, like, out of this world. Like, it's just insane. So please do watch the music video, and honestly, the anime too.
I haven't watched the Gundam anime. I will say, though, this music video is definitely worth the watch.
Agreed.
And I guess that brings us down to the last song on our list. And at number one, we have Eureka by Gen Hoshino. And this is a new song on our list.
Number one.
Bye.
And you just heard Eureka by Gen Hoshino. So when we say that Kenshi Yonezu is like a well-rounded musician, I think Gen Hoshino is just a well-rounded performer. So Gen Hoshino is a Japanese singer, songwriter, musician, actor, and writer who began his career by leading the instrumental band Sake Rock until its disbandment in 2015.
No, wait, so disband... Oh, no, we still...
Yeah, you're like, I spoke too soon.
I spoke too soon. I mean, like, Gen Hoshino is an independent artist. But I guess we can't escape, you know...
The past.
The past. That's so daunting.
You sound like such a...
That was the most dramatic thing I've heard from you. The past. But anyways, Eureka was written, produced, and arranged by Hoshino for the medical drama Madoka, I guess it'd just be Nijuroku-sai Kenshui Yatemasu.
This is actually... Okay, I will get to the drama a little bit later,
wow.
This song, they're like, there's drama with the drama.
Since when has that ever happened?
But this song is a jazz and soul influenced track, inspired by the things that Hoshino did not understand when he was 26 year old, which is actually the same age as the show's protagonist, which is such a cute sentiment to go in with, right?
Yeah, I immediately, like, so the piano part is what I immediately realized. Like, it opens with the piano and just, like, the chords and the rhythm, like, it's definitely in a style of, like, this, like you said, like, jazz and soul kind of, you know, influence. And I really liked it. Like, this actually is honestly, like, Gen Hoshino, like, this is, in my opinion, like, the most, like, real song I've heard from him. Like, I don't want to say, like, less...
I think...
Like, it's, like, his other songs aren't tacky, but this is, like, the least tacky song I've heard from him.
Oh, okay. See, now that is a controversial opinion.
Sorry.
I'm a Gen Hoshino lover. I really am. I feel like I don't think I hate a lot of things. I realize now that a lot of my opinions are just very happy-go-lucky. But Gen Hoshino has like this really special place in my heart because I love him as an actor and I love him as a musician. So don't come for Gen Hoshino. But I will say though, this song is extremely raw. So I understand the sentiment. It feels... a lot deeper, and I will admit that some songs of his can sometimes sound a little like surface level. So to like come to the drama.
Ooh.
I think this is a really good song for this drama, though there is no like bad drama here, because I think it's one of the realest depictions of what like medical school looks like. I'm not saying this as someone who's gone to medical school. I realize now that I'm completely unqualified to be making these statements. But from an external point of view, like the struggles and the hardships of just surviving something as grueling as medical school is, or like on your way to becoming a doctor, is really well depicted in this show. And, you know, it's about this surgical resident, Madoka, who's just trying to figure out life. And I think if you're feeling a little lost and you don't know what's going on, this show is like one of those comfort shows for sure.
Oh, wow. Actually, yeah, I'm actually curious about it. I haven't watched a Japanese drama in so long.
I think this is a great one to like kind of get back into the Japanese drama, the J-drama scene.
Yes, the J-drama scene. I like the sound of that. But yeah, this honestly, I think this actually, like, in my books, like, this song deserves the number one spot. Like, this is my favorite song on this whole entire countdown.
Agreed.
Wow, okay.
This song is... We have a common opinion.
Yeah.
Shocking.
No, earlier when you were like, oh yeah, I don't hate that many things, I was like, in my mind, I was like, except, I guess, my opinions.
You know, I thought it. I didn't say it, but I was like, okay.
It's okay. We both thought it then. It was very real between us. Yeah. But yeah, so I think we'll depart from the top 10 and we'll get into some extras, some indie extras for everyone. First up, we have Focus by Unmask Alive. And this is for our indie spotlight.
Get hold of what they say, I'm out of here.
Unmask Alive is a five-piece rock band from Fukuchiyama, Kyoto.
So, its members include KD on vocals, Tetsuya Morizawa and Rintaro, who play the guitar, Riku on the bass, and Yu Negishi on the drums.
They are described as wabi-sabi pop-punk, which is incorporating Japanese lyrics and cultural themes with Western emo, pop-punk, and hardcore melodies. And you definitely saw this. Definitely the Western kind of theme stood out to me a lot.
Influence.
Yeah. It took me back to like the 10,000s kind of like, you know, indie punk rock kind of, you know,
pop
era.
Rock. Yeah. I agree. I definitely hear the sounds there. But they've released their first mini album in 2018. And as of February 2025, they signed to the newly established independent label Brightest, which is based in Osaka.
Focus is from their album called Unmask Alive 2. My Mother is a Cat, with cat in quotes, and was released in October 2019. It describes having memories of someone that shifts in and out of focus like a camera adjusting its lens. Wow, that's honestly, only Japanese lyrics would talk about that.
I know. I feel like they pick up really interesting movements and motions and things and just create these really interesting songs out of them. But okay, one, I was not, like, I came into this song with, like, zero expectations. I'm a very shallow person, I'd say. I normally judge a lot based on, like, the title of the song and the name of the band. So I'm not going to pretend to be someone I'm not, guys. But I really went into this with, like, zero expectations. And I was very pleasantly surprised. And you're right, you can definitely hear the Western kind of sounds there. And I love the idea of like a descriptor being wabi-sabi pop-punk.
Yeah, I love that.
I cannot explain that. It feels very fun to say and very weirdly apt. Like, I do see wabi-sabi pop-punk here, right? Like, I understand. I get it, truly.
No, I agree. I think the name is very suiting and I'm curious what other wabi-sabi pop-punk is out there. Because I was very pleasantly surprised.
That's a whole other episode.
Oh, there's an idea. Yeah, that'll be one of our, what would it be? I guess it would be a cultural episode? Or would it be like a special, I guess.
And we would,
we'd focus
just like wabi-sabi pop-punk music of Japan.
Yeah, exactly. And we talk about the history of it and like the contours. Yeah, that'd be okay. I'll talk to Jack about this.
So I mean if our listeners like see a wabi-sabi pop punk episode sometime down the line, just know that you were a part of making that magic happen.
Yes, thank you. We are indebted to you.
But no, this was such a fun song to listen to. But yeah, no, this was a very fun, very chaotic episode. So I can't think of a better way to kind of end it here with a little bit of peace, despite the chaos brought about by a certain someone.
Wow. Who shall not be named, this is the
Connor.
Wow. It's all jokes.
Yes, there's lots of love, hugs and appreciation here. This is a good space for most people. But while this is the end of our chaos, never fear, because coming up next is a little bit more chaos, honestly, because we've all heard stories about, you know, Japanese work culture. But I mean, let's uncover some of the truths and myths with our hosts, Andy and Vicky, and they're both working in Japan. So, I mean, you're getting the real tea there. So they'll provide you with some insights 2 weeks from now with our latest cultures episode. But with that, I guess we will take our chaos elsewhere. So it was a very fun episode, and I'm kind of looking forward to what March brings us.
Yes, thanks everyone for bearing with me and Shana, and I hope you learned something about someone and found a song you liked, and had a few good laughs along with us. I know we definitely did. So thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, music lovers. Did you know that getting licensed to share music online is not just the right thing to do? It's also super important for supporting creators and the music industry. That's why we're proud to be licensed by SOCAN, a copyright collective that grants licenses for online music broadcasts in Canada. By getting licensed through SOCAN, you ensure that every beat, every note, and every melody that you play is compliant and fair to the creators. Join us in supporting the music community. Visit SOCAN's website at www.socan.com and get your web radio, podcast, or any other use of online music licensed today. Let's stream beautiful music together, legally and ethically. SOCAN. Music. People. Connected. Japan.